Hello and welcome to another episode of Twisted Tales in... Wow.
That was awesome.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Twisted Tales in your ear holes. This is Faith.
This is Lisa.
And we had to retake that.
I mean, you're probably going to edit it.
I'm editing that first roll that I did.
Yeah.
Sound like a...
I know exactly what you said. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do.
Nope. I've got no updates and no nothing today.
I have been going absolutely batty crazy.
Why?
At work.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And so, literally,
I put
my headset in now.
Yeah.
And just listen to true crime.
Okay. That's what I do. And used to, I'd like to, you know, slightly complain about my work day here some.
Yeah.
But my assistant started listening when I go on vacation.
Oh,
she
no.
listens to have me in her head. And then she tells people at work about it. And I'm like, you idiot.
Well, now I can't vent.
Did you not hear all the times I badmouth Dubert? Make fun of Dubert? And he said, you say my name. And I said, no, I call you Dubert. And he was like, oh, wow. Real coded there. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. That was having a hard time coming up with an episode because I heard so many stories that I was just like.
Dude, it's like ADHD kicks in so hard.
Oh, bad. Bad.
Because every day I'm like, this, I got to research this one. Then I'll start, but then I'll hear another one. And I'm like, wow, this one's better.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a spreadsheet of like 50 episodes.
For like, and then I think I took maybe one whole day writing this one because I changed it again. So this is the one we're stuck with tonight. Actually kind of worked out. I got a notification on my iPhone that apparently March 1st
mm-hmm.
is Women's History Month.
Oh.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the vagina owners. Women's History Month.
I just wanted to stay quiet because that was...
Don't make it awkward.
It is. It was weird.
Don't make it awkward.
Okay.
You're making it awkward.
So,
moving right along.
I figure, Women's History Month. Let's do episode about a lady.
Is she the victim or the victor? Not victor. That's the wrong way to say that. Perpetrator.
I was going to say a victor or somebody who, like, wins.
I know. Perpetrator.
Faith.
I need to go to bed.
We can't edit the whole thing. Do you want to just stop this and start all the way back
over? I'm the one that has to edit it. I'll just leave my stupidity in.
Out?
No, in. I'm not going to edit it out.
Oh, good girl.
Besides that first one where I couldn't even pronounce our own podcast name. Yeah, you know. They know about my pronunciation difficulties.
Yeah. Most of the time, like, I would say probably both of us, our mouth moves not quite as fast as what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
And then it just comes out.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
About it, yeah.
All right. Women's History Month.
So, Women's History Month. I am going to discuss a lady named Omima Nelson. Took me a while to, You know the story. You were gonna do this story.
Yes, I was. Was she an athlete?
No.
Oh, good, it's not mine. I thought you were mispronouncing her name. Continue.
No, this is actually how you... I had to actually look up how to pronounce her name.
That's not how I pronounce mine, so it's a different one.
That,
if it's the same one, I'm going to be pissed, but I don't think it is now.
I mean, if mine's not an athlete...
Then we're not. Don't look at an athlete similar to that name, but different.
I think I will.
No, it's a Christmas episode.
It's a...
Kind of like the train.
You clearly prep way further in this than I do. I got nothing. Did you get a parent square notification, too?
I did get a parent
square
notification.
I just saw it, too. I'm sitting here like, oh... Please don't let that be bad news. Like,
my kid's out of school tomorrow. Leave me alone. Tell me about her bad behavior later.
Yeah. Well, two peas in a pod. Anyways, so Omima was born in a poor town in Egypt. Her dad, and you know how I roll, right? I'm going to give you a little taste of what things were like, but I am not going to go super into detail about everything because it could be pages of information, and I don't have the attention span for that. So,
I thought you were going to say time for that, and I was going to correct you to attention span.
It is, oh, it's 100% attention span. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done listening to this. I have revisited this 7 times, and if I'm missing something, fine, fill it in yourself.
Right.
I am just going to talk about myself. Omima, born, Egypt? Poor town, Egypt.
When was she born?
Huh?
When was she born?
When?
Yeah.
Late August.
What year, dum-dum?
Didn't give one.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't research that.
Okay.
Didn't care because the more I got into the story, the more I was like, oh,
that happened.
Yeah. And so it turned out being more details than earlier.
Okay.
Story. So
continue on.
Not that this wasn't weird and disgusting either, but that it is what it is. Right. her dad was a very violent man. What a surprise, right?
Boomhauer.
Because, you know, we don't normally have, like, kind people
on
this podcast.
Yeah.
So
they never have fluffy childhoods.
I am not shocked, right? So, dad not the greatest. Parents ended up divorcing. Mm-hmm. Mom and her mother moved to the only place that mom could afford at the time. It was called the City of the Dead. This place was pretty much the slums.
Dun.
Yep. And not only was it the slums, they called it the City of Dead because it was literally surrounded by graves. So
it's a great place to, hey.
Right, to grow up.
Hey, when I was in middle school, my church was located near a graveyard, and we had some good times out there.
Right. These are like poverty-stricken people.
No.
So being surrounded by, like, I don't know, probably
plus Egypt
gang
has a
activity.
But Egypt has a lot of cultural things with the dead, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So for a kid, that's probably scurry.
Mm, I 100% agree. So City of the Dead, yeah, they were there, surrounded by corpses all the time.
Slums. Check.
So not only was dad abusive and would torment her and her mom, her abuse would continue when her mother had her circumcised, which is perfectly normal for young girls in their culture, right? So
yes.
I'm going to get into this for a second because I just need everybody to understand this.
How okay? horrific
like when
this
a,
is. Yeah.
When a man or a boy or whatever gets circumcised, you're looking at pulling off some foreskin.
Yeah.
And
doesn't even need stitches.
Dude doesn't.
You like, got the ring. It still functions.
Yeah.
It actually functions better.
Better.
More sense.
Right. Most men can later on in life have issues with overgrowth, whatever.
Yeah.
It's actually
healthier.
Yes.
More hygienically sound for
so,
sure.
So female circumcision,
it's
right?
Not the same.
Means that she had some or all of her sexual outer organs removed.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is this a horrendous thing to do to a little girl, but
because that's a lot more traumatic too to have your
everything that I was reading off about it.
Oh yeah, it's all.
It wasn't just that. It was.
Yeah, it's all.
They
it.
Would sew you shut. They would. Mm. Yeah, bro. It was.
You know that still intense. Happens in places.
Oh yeah.
Too?
Oh, I know it does.
Sorry. Continue.
So for those of you again, like I said, I'm so sorry. Not only did she had to have this done, and their poverty-stricken land, there pretty much was, like, not done by a professional.
Never is.
And there was no medication. No. She had to just take it, okay? So, for those of you that don't understand...
And they're older when they do this.
That when she becomes sexually active,
mm-hmm.
she feels no pleasure. Ever.
No.
Never. Not only that, but depending on how it's done, can be an excruciating, painful experience.
I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter how... They wait till later in life. It's not like they're infants, like boys. They wait till they're older. And
yep.
even if they numb or put you under when they perform the original, they have to stitch that up because they're removing a lot of tissue.
Yeah.
So it is painful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about it. I had an episiotomy when I had my child.
Yeah, oh.
Which is a slight cut. And I thought I was going to die. And that is a slight little cut into the perineum.
Yeah.
That is nowhere near as horrific as this.
No, not even close.
Every time you pee, it is like ass.
So, and you know what? I'm going to call it what it is because I was tired of saying, like, I'm sorry, female circumcision. Female genitalia mutilation.
Yep, that's 100% what it is.
Is a common practice in Egypt, Africa, Asia, and the Middle East.
Yep.
I just wanted to throw that out there to you guys only because... You know, in America, we don't really hear about stuff like this. I know women's rights and all that kind of stuff. Like, y'all, we've come a long way. Okay. Like, us not being able to vote, I would take not being able to vote than not having parts of me because somebody else didn't want me to. Right.
Right.
I know that was kind of a mean thing to say, but be blessed if you're in America. Okay. And I am not going to sit here and say this goes on in every country of Egypt, Africa, Asia, Middle East, whatever.
No.
If anybody else across county or country is listening, I know that there it's different in every place. I understand that. I'm saying simply, this kind of crap still goes on. That's all I'm saying. And it's disgusting. And I just feel horrible for any woman that has to deal with rant over. By the time she was 18, she met an American man who swept her off her feet.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom, knowing that she was no longer a virgin, convinced the two that they needed to get married because no Muslim man would ever have Omaima if she wasn't a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're like, just, it's the the culture. So the couple married. He took her back to Texas when his work in Egypt was. I can honestly tell you, I don't know what the time span there was. I know it was not very long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is your case, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm pretty sure. Either that or there are two people with very similar names with a very similar background. Yes. Because you just pronounced her name differently.
I said Omima.
Okay, just continue. I'm trying to piece it all together.
There is no way that our two stories can be related because mine has nothing to do with sports.
I think I just confused that detail the more I'm thinking about it.
Of course you did. Well, I feel horrible that I stole your case, but I don't. So I'm going to continue.
It's okay. My case is next. And guess what I'm taking?
If you do Holmes, I'm going to like.
I don't care.
There is nothing that you can surprise me. There is nothing you can surprise me.
I will do a half-ass job on it just so you can't have it.
Oh!
Like, a half-ass job.
I'm going to just get
like,
on.
I'm going to look at Wikipedia and just be like, blah, blah.
Everything I'm doing is a half-ass job? Is that what you're telling me right now?
No, I'm saying just so you can't have the story. That is my intention.
So I'm doing a terrible job? Why would you even? Why are we doing this? Why am I sitting here?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I will do a half-ass job just so you can't have that story.
I'm insulted.
That's nothing to do with your story.
That's fine. You do whatever you want to do.
I will.
I'll figure out eventually how to get onto our stuff. And incognito, when this conversation is over, randomly sends you text messages a year from now. Hey, what was our password to Zencastr again? Like, and then I'll get on my own. I'll do my own podcast
with our logins and our information, because that would still be our podcast.
Yeah, but I would just be me speaking.
Oh, okay,
and it would be. H.H. Holmes part 2. The version that doesn't suck. Like.
Sorry. Continue. The more I listen, I'm like, I've confused it. She has nothing to do with sports. But this is my darn case. I hate your breath.
Great minds think alike. You hate my breath?
It's what keeps you alive, isn't it?
Damn, that messed up.
My kid told me like 30 minutes ago when I was driving her to my mom's house that she wanted to eat my soul. And then she laughed like the Wicked Witch of the West. So,
like I just did?
No. She went like that. And I was like, oh my gosh. I've ruined you is what I've done. Oh. Anyway, continue. Move to Texas.
Okay. They moved to Texas.
They did.
Couple married. Everything's great.
It is not great because she hates it every time they have sex.
Yeah. So there were whirlwind. I didn't realize that was going to be so hard to say.
Keep reading.
There were. Stop!
Do you know if someone just like picked up our podcast, like just a random episode, and they're like, oh, look, they'll be like, what are they talking? They're dumb.
They're dumb.
Because they're talking about hummus and redding, and they are dumb.
Why has it always got to be the stuff that flies out of my mouth, Faith?
Because I'm not going to make fun of myself, of course. Obviously.
Yeah. Anybody that really wants to understand Faith, just go back and listen to a couple episodes. It's great.
I tried to edit that out.
Of course you do.
Except the trash bag comment that time.
That was amazing. I don't know. Let us say it. I'm not going to say it. That male ejaculate changes colors. It's a miracle. I quit. All right.
Texas. Horrible marriage.
So, all right. Instead of trying to say what I wrote, I'm just going to say they had a great romance, but that didn't last long. And they divorced when she was still in her teens. Having escaped the slums of Egypt to a better life in America, mm-hmm. she now found herself alone and taking odd jobs cleaning, babysitting, and modeling when she could.
Hey, Speedy Gonzalez, why don't you take some breaths between words?
Not going to make it through this podcast, am I?
Wait, it was just all very fast. I can understand you, but the average Joe's going to have to speed it down.
Well,
so
with
like,
as much as you have done this in the entire podcast, I got to get through some of it so people can actually hear what I'm talking about. You want me to go back and read it?
No.
It's like two sentences. Wasn't that big deal?
But you started talking really fast. Just saying.
For the next few years.
My gosh, I'll just.
Omima would meet men in bars and went through multiple relationships.
I have sound effects on the board.
Can't be better than my crickets. That was awesome.
No, it wasn't. Continue.
I like my crickets. It was amazing. All right. Anyway, for the next few years, Omaima would meet men in bars, went through multiple relationships, and one of those relationships actually took her to Orange County. So now we're not in Texas anymore. We're in California. That relationship didn't work out.
Shocker.
In October 1991, she met a 56-year-old man named Bill Nelson.
And how old was she?
I think she was 22.
Yeah, that's like double 22. Her age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Hey, listen, dude.
I just wanted to point out, you said he was like pushing 60 and she's barely 20.
She is in a country by herself. No means of income, no real like tricks of the trade, if you will.
Although, in her defense, so sex is not pleasurable to her. So get you a guy that, you know, has already sowed his wild oats, if you will. Little blue pills probably weren't that popular back then.
Well, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Like, when does that actually happen?
I don't know. When does what actually happen?
When men lose interest in sex. Yeah, I'm just curious.
But when they're older, they can't get it up as much.
Why are you looking at me?
Because we've got a countdown. We're waiting for you to calm down. We just want to get some sleep.
No, I'm just making. Okay, I'm joking. All right, anyway. So this young buck, 56-year-old Bill, was said to be larger than life. Good old boy from Texas, right? Red Corvette, red cowboy boots, the hat. Just loud and obnoxious.
Oh, yeah. Texas through it through.
Doing big, baby.
Yeah.
Doing it big. Making his presence known.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Also kind of gave off the appearance that he was, like, you know, well-to-do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill, being 56,
mm-hmm.
Kind of already been through
life.
Yeah. So he had 5 kids and 17 grandkids.
Woo!
That's a lot of birthing.
That's a big thing. That one would say too many people at holidays.
Yeah, I was like, that's a family reunion that I don't want to go to.
Oh, heck not even no. And that's just your immediate. Like, that's not even aunts and uncles and cousins.
Oh, God.
17 grandkids. I can barely handle.
There are three of us in the garage right now.
Yeah.
If Frankie was here, I'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like, I'm done.
Anytime there's more than me in a room, I'm already overstimulated.
I'm already overstimulated.
Get out.
I can't talk to you and read this at the same time.
Sorry.
All right. Anyway. So, just to recap, Omaima, 22.
Well, Bill's 56. She's trying to find her place. Just give her a minute, people. He had five kids, 17 grandkids.
Grandkids? You're interrupting me. Now I sound stupid.
You did that all on your
own. All on my bed, yeah. 100%. So Bill and Omaima, you know, had a speedy relationship, if you will. Within 4 weeks, they got hitched.
Oh,
Bill was like, I'm going
to
take you
to wedding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hitched. Like, is that too old? Is that like,
I think it's a word that Bill would say.
They got,
I think it's appropriate for his age class.
They got married. Okay.
No, I was just saying 4 weeks from
when they met. I'm
sorry
that I just showed my age. Yeah. 4 weeks.
That's quick.
4 weeks.
You don't know anybody in 4 weeks.
You know what I know about somebody in 4 weeks?
That I don't want to spend any more time with them?
Yes. less than 4. Like
4 minutes. Out.
Do you ever stop talking? You know, all right. So, they got married. Bill's like, gosh, girl, you know, I'm going to take you to meet my kids.
Well, yeah, it's their new mama.
Could you imagine?
She's probably as old as most of them.
Can I, like, imagine how that conversation went?
There's probably grandkids that she's as old as.
Here comes Bill and Omaima, and he's like, hey, kids, I know that she's younger than most of you, because she was.
But
she's
mama.
Your new mom. Like, it's not funny.
But it is.
Oh, my God. Men, do better. Just do better. This is gross.
It is.
Like, 56. Could you, like, she wasn't even a thought in her dad's cock when you got your license. Like,
guys, I cannot control the things that come out of her mouth.
Tell me,
and at this point, editing her words out is giving me carpal tunnel. So just be offended with me and move on.
You're offended? You can't tell me that's not true.
I'm not.
That is a true statement. Oh, my God. golly.
She's lost her spot again.
No, I'm just sitting like his kids were coming in socks when she wasn't even born yet. Like,
yeah, for real. That's disgusting.
Okay.
Not the sock
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Too,
but... All right. Let me get back on track here, all right?
Okay.
So.
Meet your new mama.
Needless to say, kids less than enthusiastic, right? By their father's newfound happiness with this young woman who was, for all intents and purposes, attractive. She seemed like a really sweet girl.
Yeah.
You know, really does seem like they kind of played around like they were kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
They joked around, whatever. She was trying to start relationships with the kids. There's not going to be enough time in life.
No.
At this point.
Because she doesn't even have the same cultural references as they do.
Mm-mm.
It'd be like me trying to explain to a teenager now about AOL dial-up.
Yeah. What do you mean you used to have to, like, hang up the phone? Yeah. I don't. All right. Anyways, so let's get back at it. After a few weeks driving around Texas and Arkansas, meeting family, friends,
I thought she moved to Orange County.
They did. But they were driving to meet his family.
Oh, in Texas.
Yes.
Okay. I was like,
so,
is it Orange County
and
in California?
Apparently, like, friends and stuff, too, like,
in
the Arkansas area.
They're just doing
area. Yeah.
Look at my new young thing.
Yeah.
Tour.
And they spent a couple weeks doing. So,
sounds like a nice honeymoon.
I don't know that it was like per se the honeymoon,
I'm
but who knows.
Continue.
I don't care.
You don't have to comment on all my commentary. You can ignore it.
You could just shut up.
I could, but I'm not
cool.
going to.
Okay. So anyway, let's see. Again, Thanksgiving 1991. The couple had a nice sit-down dinner, just two of them. Bill had a conversation with one of his daughters, telling her that he and Omima had a nice day. They had turkey and whatever sides, and it was nice. It was a nice. But just a few days later, on December 1st, things for Bill and Omima would take a turn for the worst, and their lives would never be the same.
They would not.
It's the story.
It's the story. Continue.
Okay, fine. Just because you know about this story,
I'm being quiet, aren't I?
No, we have so much to discuss. I might even wrap it up just a little bit quicker, just so that we can rant a little bit about this, because it's
the second one.
Yeah. All right.
Spoiler alert.
All right. So things will never be the same, guys. At around 2 o'clock, at around 2 o'clock, son of a biscuit. All right. Around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I did it again because I was trying to go way too fast.
Yeah. Right.
Around 2 o'clock in the afternoon on December 1st, Omima drove to her ex-boyfriend's house named Jose Esquivel. She beat on his door until he answered and let her in. She began spewing words at him about Bill tied her up and raped her and abused her. And I mean, this would be going on for days. Okay. And so she's just like word vomiting all over Jose.
Yeah.
So Jose is like, I'm sure at this point, shocked. This is probably a woman he hadn't seen in a minute, right? Because
yeah.
they were ex-lovers.
Plus, quite frankly, in 1991...
Although they did get married in 4 weeks, so...
True. You don't know. It could have been 2 months ago.
It could have
been
the previous month. I guess I don't know that. I don't have that information.
But in 1991, and this is a legitimate question. In 1991, could you rape your spouse?
I don't think so.
Because I don't think you could yet.
I think
it was considered... Like, you couldn't say that your spouse raped you because that was your spouse.
Okay, so, like, either way,
implied consent.
Whatever she was saying at the time to Jose, between two people, she would probably use the word raped, right?
Because that's what it
but
was.
But if it was in the sense of a courtroom,
yeah,
probably not.
No.
She would probably, you know, if she was like, well, he beat me about the face, okay, that's spousal abuse, but rape in and of itself is not.
Not when
you're married. Probably wasn't a thing. We'll have to look that up, because I'm not 100%
sure. I'll have to look it up, because there was a time when, in America... You couldn't say that your husband raped you.
My boyfriend's a dick.
Well, he puts up with you, so the fact that he's still functioning, not drooling on himself, is amazing.
We'll get there. Don't ruin my plans.
But I think, but there was 100% a time in America where you couldn't say your spouse raped you if you're
a
woman, because
I remember that
you gave implied consent when you married them.
Yeah,
it's not like today where you can. No means no, no matter if you're married or not.
Right. That's a pretty good statement.
I didn't
even think about that.
Quite frankly, his name's Jose. I'm going to go on a wild limb and say he's Hispanic descent.
Possibly.
He's in Texas.
Yep.
So more than likely Mexican. And in Texas,
mm-hmm.
where women are subservient.
Oh, yeah.
your wife is your, you know, your maid and the bearer of children and a receptacle for your
But
goodness.
I also think, though, in the 90s especially, things started to shift.
Yeah, a little
things
bit.
Things were not the same. Like, I know, like, you know, the 2000s, 100%, totally different ballgame. But in the 90s, we were all coming up on different
but
views.
But in the,
right?
in the North, 100%. Deep South, it takes a while for those things to change.
Well, I mean, right's right. And that really, that's personal belief.
It is.
So whether it's a communicative thing or just an individual thing.
I got you. I was just sorry.
It's not
like
right.
I said, serious question, sidetrack, not important.
No, you're fine. You're good.
Because whether it was culturally irrelevant or not, it was rape. So continue. Mm-hmm. Beat her up, tied her up, raped her.
Yep. So in the midst of all of this, Omaima's just like spewing all of her stuff. And she said that she somehow got one of her hands loose and hit Bill with a lamp. Apparently, this shot.
Which, he's nearing 60. It could happen.
It could definitely happen. But she was like, I didn't know what to do, so I chopped him up.
Which would definitely do the trick. Yep.
Yep. And now I need your help disposing of the body.
I'm out, Chica.
Well, Jose, being a loyal, kind friend, agreed to help her.
Yeah.
He was like, listen, Omaima, just sit here, wait at my apartment. I'll go get my truck, and I'll help you carry the body. So he grabs his stuff. She agrees. And Jose rush out the door to the nearest payphone and call the cops.
Because he's not that loyal.
Because he's a good guy. Yeah. I was like, could you imagine being Jose sitting here listening to this? Like, all right, let me get this straight. You were tied up.
Mm-hmm.
You were raped. You escaped.
One hand.
One
only.
Hand. With a lamp. Whacked him on the head with it. Pretty sure he was dead.
But instead of checking
now,
the pulse.
Okay. Now, hold on. Time
you
out.
You hibashied him.
Game off. He's dead.
Supposedly.
According to her.
According to her.
I killed him.
Which, how's a 22 got that arm strength in one hand?
And you are like, I didn't need your help, like, after I struck him. I need your help now that I've chopped him up.
I've dissected him.
Yeah. And he's not really in quite the form that he was given at birth.
Yeah.
Per se. Right? So I can only imagine sitting across from this woman.
She's got both hands untied now. I'm going along with
it. I'll be like, gotcha. Bitch, I am here for you. Like,
yeah. Whatever you need, I'm here.
I'm going to tell you what. You just stay right here.
Yep.
Listen to me. You're incredible. And I would give my life for you.
I will do it. So
do it.
Keep that hand to your side.
You just wait here, and I'm gonna go get my truck. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we'll figure all this out.
What do you think she thought when he drove away?
You know, I don't even know that he drove. I think he. I don't know.
He went to a payphone.
I have no idea.
Maybe he was like, I gotta go buy some tarps and shovels.
No, he literally said, I need to go get a truck.
Oh, a truck, not his truck. So
I don't know. I honestly don't know if it was
drove
his
like
truck
a Pinto
or not
and had to go borrow a truck.
That's a possibility. Either way, Jose, smart guy. Smart guy.
Hasta
vista, baby. Man. What a smart guy.
You know he had to be like so afraid until she was in custody.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because.
Bro.
Okay.
That's creepy.
What happened to her was terrible. At childhood, what her husband did to her, there are ways to handle it.
Right.
Shish kebabbing the man.
Okay, here's one thing. Like, if you're in a domestic violence, and I will never, ever condemn a woman.
Oh, no.
Being put through something. Not only that, I'll never, ever, it's dead.
I know, you're but I just saw a cage, and I thought there was something living next to my head, and I was fixing
it
to,
it was
like,
crickets at one point.
I was
they're
about
all
to
in the gecko's belly.
My religion.
You're fine. You're going to live. What I'm saying is, I will never,
no,
ever victimize anybody who has been a part of that or what she went through with female genitalia mutilation.
But that doesn't, okay? What she went through doesn't give her the right to take another life.
Wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what.
Why?
Because, you know, let's get through the rest of the story, and then we'll both have our opinions about everything. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he ditched her crazy ass, called the cops, and cops show up at Jose's apartment. Omaima's just sitting there waiting. According to police, she was visibly distraught, right? She had visible injuries on her face, breast, arms, like she had been assaulted, right?
Yeah.
She told officers, no, everything is fine. I don't need your help.
Jose's got me.
I'm good. You're good. We're good. I'm good, right? So cops are like, well, according to Jose,
we're not here to help you, ma'am. We're here to arrest you.
He said some crap went down, and you did some things, right? And she starts denying everything that she said to Jose. Jose had already reported this to them, so it's kind of like, okay. So she told officers Bill was fine. Actually, he's away on a business trip. He's totally, completely alive.
100% alive. 100% you don't need to check on him at all. Not in pieces.
Yeah, nothing. Everything's fine.
He's in one spot together.
Yeah. All in his personage, the way he was born. Everything's fine. So, well, I honestly, officer, it's 1991. I don't have a cell phone, right? I don't know how to contact him.
Nope. There's no pagers.
I'm not really 100% sure what, you know, what.
I'm just the lowly wife. Right. I don't do none of that business.
I don't think that was her accent, but either way.
Texas. Whatever. Shut up.
She wasn't Texas. She was from Egypt.
I'm just saying that's the attitude.
You don't just lose that over. Okay, I'm going to kick you. So she didn't know how to contact him. I don't know. I don't even know what hotel he's staying at. He just said, I had a business trip, right?
And I trust him implicitly.
Implicitly. I would never ask questions.
Mm-mm.
So the cops.
Look at my arms. Do they look strong enough to dissect a man?
Yeah, right. Weak. So the cops, not convinced.
Wonder why.
We're like, not convinced. And so they just started like making the rounds, you know, they're just some talking to Omaima. Some of them are just kind of like, oh, this is the car, the red Corvette that she drove. That was also, you know, Bill's. And they noticed this black trash bag sitting in the front seat. Like,
you don't carry trash in a Corvette.
Oh, of course you do. I mean, if you have trash to dispose of, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. In the front seat, you're not going to at least hide that in the back.
Honestly. Lorena Bobbitt was at least smart enough to throw the shit out the window.
Throw it out the window.
Oh, all right. So, that being said, front seat, black trash bag. So the officer's like, let's just take a look, right? Cuts the bag open, looks inside, drops the knife, like, immediately.
There's Bill.
If I were a betting woman, I would say probably choke back a bit of vomit.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were human organs inside. Hey, at this point, they have no idea what this is, right?
Texas, it smells from an animal.
There you go. It could have been anything. Look like human remains, right? Look like human internals. Partials. Yep.
She's waving to her body torso.
Yeah, I did.
Like,
sorry. Either way. Whatever. Shut up. So they took her to the police station, and, you know, one section, right? The other section's like, you know what? Probably should go check on Bill, right? So
let's be honest, Bill's in that trash bag.
They go to her and Bill's house, or apartment, I think it was.
Scene of the crime, if you will.
They pretty much had to break in. Nobody answered the door when they knocked, obviously, right?
He's on a business trip. He's not there.
Definitely not.
They know where she is.
Yeah. Nobody. So they break in.
Mm-hmm.
House is, you know, dirty. Boxes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess he at that point was like super into like computer crap. So there's just computer boxes strewn everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, walking through the apartment. Order. Aside from being a little bit dirty, it didn't really seem like anything was like happening.
It doesn't look like a man has been dissected. Pieced out, if you will.
Correct. Yeah. Like his entrails are now his extrails. Yeah. So while the cops are searching the place, Omaima's being questioned, and she continued to deny everything that she had said to Jose. She said Bill was
a jealous ex that would, of course, paint her the worst light.
Oh, I'm sure, dude. Oh, I'm sure.
Do you know I used to date him and left his sorry butt for my lovely Bill? who's on a business trip.
Who's like the greatest guy ever.
Very well off.
As a matter of fact, he lets me drive this red Corvette.
Yeah.
With his gizzard inside.
Jose had to go borrow someone's truck to help me get rid of the body part. So
that's just...
If the body parts were in the Corvette, why did she let Jose leave?
It was just organs. They could be from anywhere. Yeah.
You got the rest of the body you got to help with.
Correct.
Torso's heavy.
Can you... Okay, yeah. Just help me out here. All right. So...
I don't know.
The police... Either. Rick, you did it again, Faith. So, cops are interviewing Amima. Mm-hmm. She's being questioned. Denying everything. Deny, deny, deny. That was how I lived my teenage years. So she's continued to denying everything. And she's like, Bill was a bad man. He was, in fact, arrested at one point for smuggling marijuana. Now, this was true. He was smuggling marijuana. Apparently, he was a pilot. Yeah. And he was smuggling marijuana into the United States.
No wonder you can't get in touch with him if he's on a business trip. He could be flying.
Yeah, it was illegal.
Like Carol Baskin's husband. Sorry.
That was awesome. Squirrel. Great.
Okay. That was the nice. Podcast I'm listening to, it's like right at the beginning of COVID times right now. Like I've caught up to COVID times.
Okay.
So they keep talking about the Tiger King because that's what America did during COVID. Dude. And it's brought back some 100%. Wild memories.
100%. How many people like hated? You know, I heard too that they actually did find her husband. He's alive and well.
There's so many rumors. They did reopen the investigation on him.
I did not know that.
Yes, they did. I don't care what you say. She fed him to those tigers.
I was just going to say, dude, it's not like you're ever going to find him anymore at this point because he's been replenished to the earth.
Yes. Circle of life.
All right. Let me get back to where I was for the ninth time.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. All right. All right. All right. So, again, he's a horrible man. He already did time in the federal prison, which was true. Okay. Freaking marijuana smuggling bastard. Shut up, all of you. Shut up, all of you. All right. So they could not. I can't find my place if you guys keep talking.
Well, if you quit reading incorrectly, we wouldn't be giggling. You read the prison.
Yeah. So the police, unable to, son of a bitch. Now I'm like nervous and I can't. Police, unable to decipher what she was saying, much like everybody in this garage, they took her to the hospital for a rape kit.
Okay.
The cops, still at the house, inside, not seeing much of anything except a bunch of boxes, came across a black trash bag. Inside, maybe a little bit more human remains, right? Because, we'll call them human. At this point, it could be a duck. I don't know. It just remains. Organs. Maybe not a duck. It's got to be bigger than a duck. So, like maybe
a
big.
Duck can fit in a Walmart bag, you moron.
You know what else can fit in your Walmart bag? Your face.
Guys, this is what I have to deal with all the time.
It's a long podcast.
If you get to the point, God. All right, so read.
They find more remains in a black bag. They made their way into the kitchen. Where they found parts of probably what was like leftover Thanksgiving turkey in a fryer. Also human hands.
That's not a duck.
So, probably not a duck. Probably not a duck at this point, right?
Hi, Bill.
More than one trash bag was found at this point with remains inside. And as the cops continued to search the home, they made their way to the bedroom. They found rope. They found broken headboards. They found... blood everywhere.
More than a little bit.
More than a little bit.
Was there a broken lamp?
You know, I don't know. Solid point. So there's shit strewn, right? Like right. There had obviously been a struggle. The cops saw the blood-soaked bed, and it literally there was so much blood it soaked into the bed frame itself, like the box frame itself.
Yeah.
And at this point, they're like, I mean, we've kind of seen Omima, and she didn't really, there wasn't, like, pints of her externals.
This is not her.
Missing, right?
Right.
So.
Looking bad for our girl, Omima.
It's not looking great, all right? they start thinking maybe she wasn't really the one that was tied up on the bed. So
yeah, probably not. Bill was probably just trying to get a good night's sleep
re-examine.
After his early bird dinner.
After his early bird dinner.
Just saying.
We can't, I'm sorry. We can't assume that Bill wasn't 100% like the greatest guy, okay?
We can't. But that doesn't mean he deserved to be cut up and put in trash bags. Black ones.
So after looking at the fried hands that were
the fried
that
hands?
Were in the fryer, the fried hands
in the fryer
that were in the fryer.
You didn't say that. You just said fried hands. It was a.
I just assumed people knew where you fried hands.
Well, I would the way you
or
read,
just
they
really
don't
fried
know.
Anything. That was weird. That was a weird. We all know where to fry hands, guys. Like,
I don't.
Faith.
I don't.
I
know
think
where
it's
to
time
fry hands.
To just pause this. Maybe I could just go to bed for a little bit. Get my head on straight. I don't know what's happening. But they could actually tell there were bruises around the
his wrists.
These handless, no, bodiless hands. Like I don't
the handless hands.
His stuffed touchers were fucked.
Stuffed touchers. Sorry, we're into a show.
Oh
he
my
lost
god!
His hands and he said his stuffed touchers were gone, and it really gets me giggling.
All right, so it's not funny what happened to Bill. I'm sorry. It's not funny what happened
but
to Bill.
Said,
it's just
touches.
Literally, Faith and I have a really weird sense of humor. And during the midst of what we know is morbid and disgusting,
we find the funny.
We find humor in each other's stupidity that makes us laugh. So is what it is, y'all.
Move along.
Shush. Okay.
At least this is a lot more upsetting and offensive thing. So just pass by
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we're going to get, it's going to get real here in a minute. Yeah. Says. All right. So they continue to search and they're looking through all this crap, the fridge, the freezer, and very Dahmer style. They found a head.
It wasn't a duck.
No. They didn't know if it was Bill's head because it was fried too. So much so. Couldn't tell. Okay. All right. So according to Amana, she was the one that was tied up and abused. And according to the evidence, Bill was tied up and dismembered. So
we got ourselves a conduit of who to believe here.
I don't know what happened, guys. I just hit him with a fucking lamp. Like what happened after I left?
I bet it was Jose when he went to get the truck.
Yeah, bastard. That it was Jose.
Like at this point, you got a cake.
Oh, honey.
You deep fried his head and hands.
So I had said earlier that she was sent for a rape kit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rape kit actually came back negative. after full investigation of the couple's home based on Bill's height and weight, and that was on his license,
mm-hmm.
there were about 80 pounds of Bill that weren't
accounted for?
Yeah. So a neighbor told police that he actually heard a garbage disposal running for like 2 days. And at her trial, things started coming up like into light about what happened to Bill. Could you imagine?
It's like that guy put his wife in it after she said you should go fuck your big fat mama.
That one.
Yeah.
That was going to be really loud for anyone.
It is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Post cursor. I got really loud just a second ago. Turn down your mic. Like, I don't know, your bids. So anyway, all kinds of stuff was coming to light about Bill, about what happened to Bill.
Right.
And it was gross.
Not looking
so
good for Omima.
Omima said that ancient Egyptians now were telling her what to do about Bill. She's still maintaining that Bill was abusive. Okay.
Right.
Saying that he like forced her to perform oral sex on her nightly, that he was, I don't know what the best word to use is.
Sexually vigorous.
No, like demeaning.
Like, what? Because she didn't enjoy sex.
No, like, well, yeah, obviously.
She
right?
Couldn't.
She couldn't enjoy sex.
And it was her fault,
but
not
she,
her
he
body.
Was saying that she was giving him oral sex every night, but that he was verbally abusing her while this was happening,
yeah.
In a nutshell. Again, three sides to every story, Faith, right?
Yours, mine, and the truth.
So she's going on with all this. She's like, well, the ancient Egyptians were telling me what to do about Bill. And, you know, after everything was said and done, she believed that if you scatter the remains of a person, they can't reach the afterlife. And apparently she did not want Bill in the
apartment. Probably never wanted to see him again.
Yeah. But before all that, when I don't know if she said it to her psychiatrist or accidentally word vomited again on a police officer, but she told and confessed to somebody that she actually cooked his ribs, put barbecue sauce on them, mm-hmm. and ate it.
Sat down and ate it. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
And she said, quote, it was sweet, just how I like it.
Yes, she did say that. She did.
She did. So again, we're back and forth. Her defense attorney claims she had to perform all her sex on him nightly. He would degrade her the whole time. That night was the worst it had ever been. And then the ancient Egyptian told her exactly what to do.
Egyptian didn't say to eat him.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
No. Nope.
So when she testified the whole story, she was abused, she was raped. Bill threatened to kill her. She had no way out. The injuries that were found on her seemed more like injuries that were inflicted upon her whilst cutting up a body.
Yeah, yeah.
Not being beaten by Bill, but
no.
Like, you know,
while trying to manhandle an adult man,
yeah.
And cutting him apart.
And cutting him to pieces. So the jury ended up finding her guilty, but couldn't agree on, like, what type of murder this was. Like, was it first degree? Was it second degree? Was it manslaughter? We don't know.
Defense.
They settled for second degree murder. They heard her story about her childhood to when she met Bill. They brought up Bill's past. Everything. She was sentenced to 25 to life.
Yes, she was.
I do not take mutilation, domestic violence, any of that, like, lightly.
No.
Okay.
100% no.
But if a man is beating me and I knock him out, let's just say, mm-hmm. right, with a limp,
mm-hmm.
and then may or may not have blacked out for a second and, like, shot him in the
face. Sure.
I would still not then be like, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and dismember your personage,
mm-hmm.
and then try to, like, garbage disposal your ass. Mm-hmm. And then when the garbage disposal stops working, I'm going to go to a friend's house and be like, hey, I got a trash bag full of my husband's
Bill, yeah.
innards, and I'm going to need your help.
Here's my thing. She did have a traumatic childhood.
Absolutely, 100% did.
And he did force her to have sex.
I'm sure he probably did.
That. Even if he was rough during sex, even if he did tie her up and rape her, on board with all that. She strikes back in a fit of rage.
Yep.
Or maybe just reliving trauma, and she kills him.
Okay. Yep.
All right. I'm on board with all that.
Yep.
She is a foreigner. She is young. She doesn't have any resources. Freak out. What do you do? Cut him up to dispose of the body. Fine. But to cook his ribs and tell someone sweet, they were sweet just the way I like them, I can't get on board with you at this point.
I can't get on board before that.
I can't either, but I'm saying if I were
to
be able to get on board with everything else.
I get being like the foreigner.
You crossed a line when you ate him.
And when you say like cultural whatever.
I don't think Egyptians ate each other.
If I just spread his body parts, it's not going to make it to the afterlife. Okay.
Fine.
Dude.
But you didn't need to eat his ribs like
a cannibal.
Yeah. You didn't need to have your own barbecue. And then tell someone it was sweet just the way I like it.
I can't even get that far.
I'm not on your team anymore. I could have tried to justify everything else away because I can fight both sides. I can argue both sides. I can benefit you the doubt so much that I can get on board with everything up until you ate him. Now I've got to backtrack and everything else that I could get on board with is no longer on board.
I don't even think I could push myself that far to say. You accidentally killed this. You mm-hmm. made that clear on your first statement. It was an accident.
Yeah. And if you're scared and you don't know what to do,
run, run,
sure,
just run. I would run.
People are
where
stupid.
Am I gonna go?
You're highly emotional.
She had no kids.
Lisa, you're not even emotional, and you can't read. So she's emotional. She doesn't know what to do. She's just trying to make the best out of a bad situation.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, okay, standing over a dead corpse.
I'm not saying I agree with any of that. I'm saying even if I could justify everything away. When you ate him, you lost my support. We're going to have to go backtrack and say, nope, 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 nope.
I 100% agree with that statement.
Even if everything else was justifiable, even if I could, you lost me at eating him and telling someone that you enjoyed it.
He tasted good.
Yeah. You say you don't remember that shit.
So just to add, like, another wound in your heart of hearts.
Yep.
So apparently one of her exes, I told you, she went through multiple relationships.
She did.
Right. So one of her exes said that he was also not exactly a spry, if you will. Apparently, she also convinced him to be tied up, which I'm going to be 100% honest with you.
In hindsight, woman, you're like, oh, shiz, what could have happened to me?
Standing in front of you naked or in lingerie says, hey, I want to tie you up.
Especially when she's younger than your grandkids.
Yeah.
Get me a rope.
Everybody's
got kinks.
Yeah. They're like, yeah. Ooh,
we're not kink shaming,
baby.
I'm kink shaming when you eat him for dinner.
No, what I'm saying is her ex-boyfriend testified
that she got him to get tied up in their sexual escapades.
No. She pointed a gun in his face, said, give me all your money.
Yes, she did.
Yep. And he managed to wiggle himself loose, disarm her, and probably saved his life, right?
Oh, she'd have killed him for sure.
100%.
Oh, so wrong. Continue.
Think less with your dick, men.
Yeah.
And then maybe not marry someone after knowing them 4 weeks. Not that that can't happen, like, a couple years down the road.
Crazy can happen anytime.
There's really no telling when crazy will shine its bright light. Don't look at him like that. If anyone's snapping first, it's my brother. I've known that son of a bitch for 42 years? 3 years?
I don't know how old
he is. He's old.
Yeah, he's old. He doesn't listen. It's okay.
He might be going deaf. It's hereditary.
It's selective deafism in your family. Anyway, continue. Story.
All right. Tied up ex, which also kind of helped put the nail in the coffin, her coffin. I have so many opinions about this story, Faith. I have so many opinions because I do not take domestic abuse lightly.
I do not either.
I think if a woman can't get out, 100% can't get out. Like,
and you can't. You have no family. Time.
Yeah, and she didn't. She had nothing. No family. Mm-mm. Nobody to help her. Mm-mm. No means of financial backup. Nothing.
No, that doesn't mean that you can cut him up and eat him.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, man.
Are you done with your story?
No. I'm just sitting here thinking, liar. Like, do you remember in Liar Liar where he, like, beat himself up in the bathroom?
Like, I'm kicking my ass!
Son of a bitch! Well, he's dead, so I'm gonna go beat the shit out of myself real quick.
Yep.
All right, I'm wrapping it up. What else you got to say to me?
This is the end of your story?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't read the rest of her story?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Seriously?
No, I really don't know what happened. Now I'm pissed.
Oh, and I don't know this story well enough. Okay.
I watched a bunch of, like, specials and crap.
I'm going to give you a very generic what happened because I don't remember it 100%, but I will link the story in the...
You're going to have to because now I feel like a little bit of a tard.
In the, I'll link it in the show notes. But so she goes to prison and through the pen pal program or something ends up getting married again.
Wait a minute.
She gets married again.
She had conjugal visits.
And they did conjugal visits where it wasn't like conjugal visits where they come and they get a room. Like they had trailers on the prison guard where they got to go.
She had knives available to her,
did she not? Yeah, and she tried to kill him with a set of knives in the prison.
I did not hear that part.
No, she attacked the new husband at the prison at the conjugal visits with the knives. And I don't remember if she killed him or not, but it was a whole.
I don't think she did.
That's why I said the second time. I wasn't talking about the other guy. I was talking about the second murder. Hold on.
We're both going to Google this.
Pause. Okay. So we both Googled and we can't find the exact story, but I've got it on my notes where
you're going to have to cite that too, because every podcast,
I don't remember if he died or she attacked him, but I remember they had the conjugal visits in the trailer and there were knives available. And I want to say she attacked him, but maybe she didn't. I don't know. I will find it.
Yeah, definitely look that up because
when we post this story, because we're a little ahead for once, when we post it, I'll put it in there.
In the show notes.
Maybe I'll just add on to a part two real quick recap.
Yeah, totally.
And then post them, bam, bam.
Well, the one that you were trying to find, you had to pay for it. And I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not,
but I remember
the
story because, like I said, I've got this typed up. It wasn't Christmas. It was a Thanksgiving episode because she killed him with a pair of scissors, castrated him, boiled his head. Like, not boiled, but.
Fried. Deep fried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a fried
daddy. Ate his ribs. Yeah. So, but I remember at least thinking If I remarried her, I don't think I'd ever be near a kitchen.
You're
going
to have to go back and listen to some of that stuff, because everything that I heard, I didn't hear about. I knew about the scissor thing,
mm-hmm.
but not the castration of parts.
No, that was like on half the news articles I just looked up.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Castration's real big, but maybe that's just a title grabbing. Because like I said,
could be, yeah.
I had this episode like forever. I listened and researched this episode forever ago for a Thanksgiving episode. You're a whore.
I'm sorry.
But I will go back in my notes, because I have all the documents and everything I had saved. And it, like I said, I could be remembering wrong, and it could just be that I was like, why, if you knew her history, would you be near knives with her at all?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
No.
If I was a man.
Like, why would you even trust that, man?
Especially
like,
if you're going for a conjugal visit. We know she doesn't enjoy sex.
She's not normal.
And
like, normal people accidentally kill somebody. Like, it's manslaughter.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I called the cops. I whacked him with a lamp. He was being a dick. I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Like, I did not mean to do this.
But you can't have hacked him up in little pieces and eaten part of him.
Right.
Too.
And they then said, think you're sane.
Yeah. And one of the things I was reading trying to
the
find this stuff.
Ancient Egyptians made me do it.
130 pounds of bill were never accounted for.
See, everything I said 80.
I was just
and then the guy
was
that was
reading.
That had told them that the garbage disposal ran for 2 days
yeah.
straight and then just cut off.
Yeah.
So you know she was shoving parts.
Oh, heck yeah. I will find the stuff, and we'll do like a quick part two recap and post them.
I'm totally down with that, because I
even if it's just for me to say I was wrong.
Okay. No, I mean,
because that's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah. Well, now that you said that, it's going to drive me crazy. I'm gonna have to...
But again, I thought she had something to do with sports, but she was just a model.
No, she's a model.
Yeah. So it's a good story, though.
I know it is a good story. It's crazy.
Disgusting that she said
like,
sweet
well,
the way I like
really
it.
Like it was like Women's History Month.
So yeah, let's
women
pick a despicable
just
woman.
Nutbags.
Oh, heck
just
yeah.
Just big enough bags as men.
I think we prove that every time we open our mouths.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't have to agree. Two of us, one of you.
So
lions and a gazelle.
Before we end our podcast, uh-huh. I just want to say, because you know I'm up to date on a lot of different stuff. You know, when I was doing the Lake Mead thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The pedophile that got busted, that there's
yes.
still like no information about
none.
That hose bag.
No.
But Lakeland Riley
mm-hmm.
was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason, just mm-hmm. out jogging. And Madeline Soto,
mm-hmm.
whose mom did an interview on mm-hmm. TV with the boyfriend who's suspected of murdering her.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of want to give a shout out to the people that actually love and care about those two individuals.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. There was another little girl that I wanted to mention that just, she was just recently found in. Her name is completely escaping me.
Yeah. There's so many every
there
day
are too
here.
Many kids.
Yeah.
And I am so annoyed and frustrated by all this. It's just not even funny. Like, I walk Kay up to school every day now.
Yeah.
And I literally keep a knife in my pocket just in case.
Yeah.
And you can say I'm overprotective or a helicopter mom or whatever, but Lakeland was just out for a run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Madeline thought, it's just my mom's boy. Damn. Like, I'm just saying. I wanted to give a little shout out for them.
Yeah, we are very sorry.
But yeah, I don't know. You know that stuff bothers the hell out of me, and I mm-hmm. just needed to. They've been on my heart like all.
Yeah. Well, that's our story for tonight, kind of, because we'll do a little update after I go do some research, because I'm not going to sleep tonight till I find out.
Oh my God, of course you're not. No. Send me all that crap about that thing that I sent you last night.
I will send
I
you
got,
all that
I need things
about that
to. Day. I got plant stuff. To work on tonight.
Lisa
so.
Sent me calls my me because thumb. She needed me to watch an episode of something on Discovery Plus because they aired an episode that had a very big conspiracy
huge
theory in
conspiracy
it.
Theory.
Actually, funny story. None of the passwords you gave me worked, so I never could watch the episode.
Oh, you-
but I just Googled what the episode's about, and I saw the three places, and I saw the name, and I was like, son of a bee. So that's when I texted you, it's this, this, and this, and you were like, yes. So then I went and started Googling and YouTubing, you know, the conspiracy theory thing that I'm not
going to
say here.
We are not going to go full conspiracy theory on you guys mm-mm. because we believe in the darkest of dark, and I'm not going to say I 100% agree with people's theories, but I'm just saying.
I'm going to say there's something hinky with that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You don't auction off used pizza. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay, we'll have to. Because anyway,
if you know,
we get sucked into some depravity
Yeah, right? But I got some sucked nasty, into a dark hole.
Only because we just think people are...
I don't know why.
We don't feel like there's hope left in humanity.
There's not.
There's none. Except right. for maybe the three of us in the garage, and that's...
That's a stretch.
Yeah, I'm looking right at you.
I'm looking right back.
Nope. Y'all have a good night.
Brian's looking at both of us. All right. Bye.
Bye.